Hey everyone, Brother Gary, Hands Across Borders Devotional, and we're in the States right now, traveling around, so if you'll remember to pray for us as we're praying for you also. We're continuing on our devotion through the Gospel of John, and we're in John 13, and we're going to start in verse 18 through 20. It says this, "I speak not of you all, I know whom I have chosen. But that the scripture may be fulfilled, he that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you before it come, that when it is come to pass, ye may believe that I am he. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send, receiveth me, and he that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me." And so here we have Christ, and they're sitting there, and Judas is getting ready to have Satan enter him, and he's getting ready to leave. And we see Jesus knows who's going to betray him. And so it starts off with Jesus says, "I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled, he that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me." And that's Psalm 41:9. And what Jesus is saying here is, yes, I am the Messiah, and I know all about what is going on, not only what's going to happen, but I know everything about each of you. And that should give you and I some peace here, knowing this, that Jesus knows all about us. Well, maybe it doesn't sometimes. If you get backslidden and you're not doing things you ought to be doing, you should be convicted of that. And so, but Jesus knows all about us. He knows what we're thinking. He knows what we're going to be dealing with day to day. And so why was he telling that? Because if you'll notice in verse number 19, he says, "Now I tell you before it come, that when it is come to pass, ye may believe that I am he." And what was he doing? He was telling them ahead of time so they didn't think, "Oh, wow, I wonder if Jesus knew this was going to happen." He knew it. And it was going to build their confidence in the Lord. And that's what the Word of God does. It builds our faith, right? The Bible says in Romans 10:17, "Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing of the Word of God." And that's why it's very imperative, very important for you and I to get into the Word of God and just let it saturate our hearts and minds. And as a result of that, it builds confidence in the Lord. As we go through things in life, as we're seeing things happen around us, our confidence grows because he's telling us ahead of time. Remember in Genesis, it tells us all about how everything got started. In Revelation, it's telling us how all this is going to end up. And if you're reading the book of Revelation right now in our day and time, you can see it coming alive. And it builds your confidence in the Lord. Now, notice this. Verse 20, he says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send, receiveth me. And he that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me." And so the Father sent the Son. And so what he's saying is this. He's saying, look, the work is not done. And he's going to send these disciples out as his representative here to tell others about him. And that's the key that we see here. This is how we place ourselves in here. Realize this. Number one, Jesus knows all about us. He knows our needs. He knows our fears. He knows our desires. He knows everything about us. And so we can draw close to him, and it gives us confidence in him. And as a result of that, we can go out and represent him, sharing the gospel with others, sharing the love of Christ with others. But it all boils down to this, is having confidence in Jesus. The way you and I conduct our lives, the way that we'll communicate with others, shows our confidence in him. Where does your confidence lie today? May the Lord bless you.